Correct. The pilots are, as I've said in the past, gets a lot of the visibility, and rightly so. The country is short, thousands of pilots is the prognosis for the coming years. For the foreseeable future, we're multiple thousands, hundreds of thousands of pilots that are going to be short. And that's where our focus is as EKU. Again, we're the only four-year university-based flight program in the state. We're very proud of that. We've tripled in size over the interceding years. Over 400 people are in the program now across all of our concentrations. So again, as EKU, we're focused on, the post undergraduate degree programs, so the Bachelor of Science in Aviation and all of our concentrations. But the bill, as you said, mentions it tries to address the shortage of expertise in the aerospace industry across the board. And while pilots, as I've said in the past, and opportunities similar to this, pilots get all the visibility, and rightly so. It's a very stressful and demanding profession being in the cockpit, but it is everything in aviation. There's a shortage from the A&P, the technical side, the folks, the airframes and power plants, to dispatchers, to the technical side of it, to the folks that are working in the airports and operating airports, to anything in the aviation industry, there is a demand for talent and expertise and formal education that are associated with that. So the bill does a great job at covering opportunities across the board in aviation. So I think it's a worthwhile endeavor, and I would hope that the legislature sees fit to pass it.
Mm-hmm. As you're saying this about, this state of the industry, why is there this shortage in all these different areas?
Well, the pilot shortage specifically is due to, I can talk very very specifically about that and then give you my thoughts on the other aspects of it. But the pilot shortage is due to the FAA rule of you have to retire at age 65. And then the military and the seed corn for, so to speak, where the major airlines and all the airlines have historically gotten their pilots is a lot of them previous decades and previous generations, a lot of that was driven by the military folks getting out either retirement or getting out at the end of their initial tour of the pilots and then going flying for the airlines. That source has dried up because the military is downsized and there's not as many pilots that are getting out. And then you couple that with the 65 retirement, mandatory retirement, and then you couple that with the proliferation of commercial aviation and all of the airlines. So there's, you got the discount airlines like Spirit and those types, Southwest originally. Proliferated. It's cheaper. Deregulation certainly helped with that back in the mid-70s and 80s. And it's much more reasonable. Common folks can afford to go fly. So the demand has been up, and the supply and demand on the pilots, the demand continues to be there because 65, lack of pilots, COVID certainly had an impact on that because COVID asked, the results of COVID, a lot of the airlines offered retirement to the senior pilots. A lot of the senior pilots took that. So it's really a confluence of events that have increased the demand for pilots specifically. But as the industry and as the aviation industry writ large has started to take off, all of the necessary support positions need to meet the demand of those types of things have continued. The opportunities have increased there as well. A&P licenses. The airplanes that we are flying are very technical. There are a lot of moving parts, and we need quality technicians, A&P, airframes and power plants, and avionics technicians to fix those things. On the management side, airports continually need operations, safety, security. Most airports are pretty much small little towns in and of themselves, and they need people that have education and experience and those specific FAA regulations of how to operate them with the knowledge of those to fill those positions. So it's engineers, formal engineering, aeronautical engineering, mechanical engineering, all of those types of things. And the beauty of this bill that Senator Storm and Representative Fleming are proposing is that keeps it within the state of Kentucky. All of those at that level of expertise is we start at the high school, we go through college, and we try to keep those resources here in the state because the state's aviation industry is huge. Billions of dollars within the state, lots of aerospace engineering, lots of flying, lots of with UPS on the pilot side and the World Operations Center. This is an enormous amount of opportunity to keep it here within the Commonwealth. And, this bill would certainly assist in keeping, providing scholarship, providing the opportunity for folks to take advantage of that and have a wonderful career in the aerospace and aviation industry. So,
it would be hard probably to put a precise finger on it, but what do you think can be the impact of this in terms of additional students involved in aviation?
Well, I think the opportunity is huge. Instead of some aspects of aviation, getting into the aviation industry specifically, the pilot training is rather expensive. It's not your typical four-year degree where your classes are academic and you pay a tuition. There are flight fees that are associated with it. So there is an expense. Our program specifically is very, very conscious of that. We try to keep our flight fees reasonable so that we, again, will entice and encourage residents of the state of Kentucky to come and join us. We're very cost conscious and sensitive to that. But that said, it has this fund, 65% of it is designated for scholarships, and partners with the industry and folks that are interested in aviation contributing, and hopefully we have some state funding that goes into this fund as well. And it allows them to, underserved, less economically well-off students to come in and to capitalize on that passion of aviation that they are gleaning, either whether it's over in the Appalachian, over in the Eastern Kentucky, or wherever in Kentucky, has the ability to offset some of those barriers, the financial barriers to getting into this industry. Realizing that the economic benefit after the formal education or the A&P degrees, those types of things are enormous for both the individual, and if we are able to keep them within the state, it would be great for the state as well.